Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be hearing from Michael Jackson, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Four Tops, The Elgins, Martha and the Vandellas, The Marvelettes, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and Jimmy Ruffin. Well, coming up, the very first number one song that Michael Jackson had when he was technically still part of the Jackson 5. Well, it was based on the movie called Ben. And anyone who saw Ben, the 1972 chiller about an alien youngster who befriends the leader of a pack of rats, would have to be more than a little upset at the murder of a few of these furry creatures. But from that hit movie, a sequel to 1971's movie called Willard, it generated not only terror, but also a tender love song from a boy to a rodent. Well, let's hear that number one song from Michael Jackson, Ben, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. A Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
But in the game I lost you, what a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Mistakes I know I made a few.
of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Make it all. Remember, no one is big enough to go alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurting pain of losing a love you can never regain. The young and foolish laugh at love, slowly run away, confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way. But ask the lonely how vainly a heart can yearn for losing a love that will never return. Story too hard to believe. They'll tell you the loneliest one is me.
Just
ask me.
Well, that was Ask the Lonely by the Four Tops. That reached number 24 from 1965. And before that, a smooth-sounding Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Ooh Baby Baby, a number 16 song from 1965. And we started off with that number one by Michael Jackson, Ben, from 1972. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, another number one song, this time again by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, the Miracles almost went to number one with their very second single for Berry Gordy Jr.'s Motown label, and that was Shop Around. But it was an odd twist of fate that gave the Miracles their first number one. They recorded the song Coming Up, Tears of a Clown, on a 1967 album called Make It Happen. Well, Stevie Wonder and a fellow by the name of Henry Cosby had written the instrumental track, but were unhappy with the lyrics they wrote for it. They asked Smokey to take the track and see if he could come up with a new set of lyrics. The sound of a calliope in the instrumental made Smokey think of a clown, and he wrote new lyrics based on that theme. Well, here it is, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
Yeah.
Wide Web. Wide Web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Don't
Well, that was Dancing in the Street, a signature tune by Martha and the Vandellas, a number two sound from 1964. Well, before that, the Elgins sang Heaven Must Have Sent You, and that only made it up to number 50, but it was a great song from 1966, and we started off with that number one from Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, The Tears of a Clown, from 1970. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and let's continue to feature another number one song, this time by the Marvelettes, and the very first number one song on the Motown label. While the song Please Mr. Postman took longer to reach the number one position than any record that had come before. But that really didn't matter to Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr., because it was the first number one single for the Detroit label and a sure sign back in 1961 that the world was ready to have Motown stick around. Well, that song was later recorded by the Carpenters about 12 years later, but let's go back to 1961. Please, Mr. Postman, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
With your requests. Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
That's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
Just a simple movie matinee.
Yeah, baby. Or sitting across from you at a cafe. Hey, hey, oh, it's such a special, special treat.
Each moment breathlessly sweet.
That's the way it is when we're together. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Even when we
down by the countryside and back home, it seems to make up for the time we spend alone.
When I'm not with you, I'm looking forward to
throne. All of your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was Jimmy Ruffin with What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. That reached number 7 from 1966. Well, Jimmy's brother David was one of the members of the Temptations. Well, Motown never placed much promotional muscle behind Jimmy Ruffin. He thought at the time that I think they just didn't like me personally. I'm outspoken. I wasn't part of the clique. Well, both Jimmy and David were raised in a relatively well-to-do environment, and their early musical pursuits permeated in Southern gospel tradition. Well, before that, we heard from the duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with When We're Together. That song was never charted, but was recorded and released in 1966. And we started off with that number one, Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes from 1961. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Until next time, goodbye for now.